Thank you. Jumbo,
Jumbo.
Kigere rani lelo,
Amazing voices that stir the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, Kayamba Africa. Welcome to Peace, Power and Wisdom in Changing Times, a journey of self-discovery.
Change. We cannot escape it. It follows us like a shadow. We are living in a fast and chaotic world. Everything is temporary, unpredictable, lacking stability. Change is like a tornado and creates such turmoil that puts us in constant crisis. The world demands of us more. We are being asked to work faster and better with less. At the end of the day, we are left breathless and have no time to enjoy the fragrance of life. Change can be a good thing. It gives birth to new life and creativity, but only if we learn how to embrace change. Humanity has made great strides, but change still stresses us because we have failed to see that coping with change requires a value-based response. We cannot change our world without first changing ourselves. While our efficiency may have increased at work, our family structures are breaking down. While technology has enhanced our communication, we are yet to understand the language of love and cooperation. We have broken down the boundaries between cultures and countries, but we have yet to break down the boundaries in our minds. Each one of us needs to tackle with the winds of change. Otherwise, we will be thrown off balance. We require a center of stability from which we can respond to changing times. It is time to look inward for solutions. The answer lies deep within the self. The solution is in rediscovering our inner resources of peace, power, and wisdom, and using these inner strengths to face change. Change will leave us feeling stressed, frustrated. We are so attached to the old systems of thinking that seeing them being destroyed throws us into total disarray. Inner peace will soothe the mental tension. Peace brings equilibrium inside the mind that allows us to flow with change rather than fight it. Our inner peace becomes a shield that protects us from the repercussions that inevitably come with change. Change will leave us feeling exhausted, weak. It takes great effort to change. The real change that is required is a change of perceptions and attitudes. This takes a tremendous amount of energy. We are so caught up in the competitions and conflicts of the world. We are so busy in trying to prove our superiority that we are often left depleted. Inner power will replenish us and give us the strength to rise again. It is the awareness of our inner potential and the power of choice that lies within. When we cease the chase for power on the outside and connect with our inner strength that lies dormant, we release the energy to do the unexpected. Change leaves us feeling confused, unable to make decisions. The unknown frightens us. We find ourselves out of our comfort zones. A fog envelops us. We are unable to see clearly. We fall under the illusion that materialistic accumulation leads to happiness. Yet true contentment eludes us. Why? Because we have forgotten the ancient wisdom that things do not make us happy. We have forgotten who we are and what our unique purpose on this earth is. Inner wisdom will fill us with deep understanding and a clear sense of direction. Wisdom is in making the best use of time and in creating a life that is worthwhile. This is the path to true enlightenment. This evening is about you. It is about looking beyond all problems and exploring inner resources. It is about rediscovering your peace, your power, and your wisdom. So just sit back and remember. Remember. Remember.
La 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 la, sha 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 la la la, sha
heart. Specially here from England, an extraordinary music group, ladies and gentlemen, Bliss.
We have all had unanswered questions. There is a voice inside each one of us that asks, who am I? What is my purpose on this earth? How can I cope with increasing challenges? Who is God? What does God look like? How can I improve my world? Why do some people, including children, suffer more than others? Inspired by a series of revelations in 1936, a diamond merchant discovered that through meditation and a relationship with the divine, each one of us can find the answers to these important questions of life. Brahma dedicated the remaining 33 years of his life to bringing together people of all cultural, economic, and religious backgrounds to give birth to a spiritual organization dedicated to self-improvement. Today, the Brahma Kumaris is an international spiritual organization with a worldwide network of over 6,000 meditation centers in over 85 countries. It offers people of all backgrounds an opportunity to learn meditation, to rediscover the intrinsic goodness within themselves, and to develop new attitudes and behaviors. When we change, the world will change, is one of its main guiding principles. With the leadership of Daddy Prakash Mani and Daddy Janki, the Brahma Kumaris is also a good example of women's empowerment. The Brahma Kumaris run Raja Yoga meditation centers where Raja Yoga is taught as a meditation technique. It is not a physical yoga, nor does it include chanting or rituals. It is a simple way of mastering the power of thought. Each Raja Yoga meditation center provides self-empowerment programs designed to improve the quality of family, community, and professional life. These are offered free of charge as a service to the community. Centers are also involved in special projects with health practitioners, interfaith organizations, and youth organizations. Over the years, the Brahma Kumaris has coordinated several international projects with the United Nations aimed at creating a better world and enlisting citizens in taking a proactive role in changing their environments. The Brahma Kumaris regularly hold retreats, conferences, and forums at their headquarters in the beautiful mountains of Rajasthan in Mount Abu. These events bring together individuals from all walks of life to engage in dialogue and to find lasting solutions to the fast-changing social, political, and economic landscape of our world. The Brahma Kumaris have 30 centers in Africa. Sister Vedanti, the current regional director, has pioneered their activities in Africa since 1974. In Nairobi, the Raja Yoga Meditation Center is housed in the Global Museum. It provides an oasis of peace for the practice of meditation and ongoing spiritual study. Its quiet and tranquil atmosphere enables individuals to explore their inner being and reflect on their personal transformation. The founding members of the Brahma Kumaris bridge ancient wisdom to everyday life in a practical manner, quietly blending their love for service with the power of silence accumulated over 66 years. They guide individuals by example towards greater self-empowerment. They are much sought after spiritual masters, one of whom is in our presence today. Ladies and gentlemen, Daddy Yankee.
Malaika, twakupenda malaika.
Malaika, twakupenda malaika. Malaika, malaika, twakupenda malaika. Amani ndiyo jibu, nguvu nayo pia, busara ya kufikiri we, tunakupenda malaika. Busara ya kufikiri we, tunakupenda malaika.
Malaika, how we love you, malaika.
Oh, malaika,
how we love you,
malaika. Malaika, malaika,
how we love you,
malaika. Peace is the answer, power when we are weak.
The answer is wisdom,
how we love you, malaika. The answer is wisdom, how we love you, malaika.
Janki ham ham se bao pyar kaate hai.
Oh, Dari Janki ham ham se bao pyar kaate hai. Dari Janki ham ham se bao pyar kaate hai. Dari Janki Dari. Dari Janki Dari, ham ham se bahut pyar karte hai, ham ham se bahut pyar karte hai, ham ham se bahut pyar karte hai, ham ham se bahut pyar karte hai.
Malaika, twakupenda malaika.
Oh, malaika,
twakupenda malaika.
Malaika, malaika,
twakupenda malaika.
Amani ndiyo jibu, nguvu nayo pia, busara ya kufikiri we, tunakupenda malaika. Busara ya kufikiri wetu
na
tunakupenda Daddy Junkie
Daddy
tunakupenda Daddy Junkie
Junkie
tunakupenda Daddy Junkie
Daddy
tunakupenda Daddy Junkie
Daddy
tunakupenda Daddy
Junkie. For more than 60 years, Daddy Junkie has devoted her life to the practice of meditation, the love of truth, and service of others. Daddy Junkie's tale unfolds during the first quarter of the century against the background of India in the northwestern province of Sindh, now in Pakistan. Love for truth and a generosity of heart pulled her to a view of the world where national boundaries dissolved. First, she dissolved the social and cultural expectations common for women at the time. She chose to make her spiritual growth and serving others the focus of her life. In 1937, she joined the small group founded by Brahma, dedicated to developing the power of the mind through meditation and study. The pathway of her journey led her to the West in 1974, to the first center in UK in London. Her vision was that everyone from all cultures has the right to develop inner power and peace of mind. In 1978, scientists at the Medical and Science Research Institute at the University of Texas described her as the most stable mind in the world. Her mental state remained completely undisturbed whilst undergoing brainwave pattern tests. Daddy Junkie, a woman with little formal education and very few personal possessions, began to tour the world, lovingly encouraging people of all faiths to be true to their spirituality. She wanted to share the method that had brought her so far. In the 1980s, Daddy's role gained further prominence when the Brahma Kumaris were given affiliation at the United Nations. In 1986, Daddy launched the Million Minutes of Peace appeal. This appeal collected not money from people, but minutes of peace and quiet reflection. Such was its success that it became the largest non-fundraising project for the United Nations during the International Year of Peace. In 1988, at the House of Parliament, Daddy launched Global Cooperation for a Better World, the first United Nations Peace Messenger initiative. This project collected the visions of people in over 120 countries for positive change. Many of those visions subsequently became reality. In the 1990s, Daddy's wisdom and contribution to peace was formally recognized when she was invited to become one of the Keepers of Wisdom, a group of eminent leaders convened at large UN gatherings to provide a spiritual perspective on critical areas of concern in the world. As Joint Administrative Head of the Brahma Kumaris, Daddy Junkie continues to work tirelessly for peace in the world. believing that peace is a state of being that comes from knowing the self deeply and from connecting with the energy of the Supreme. This tiny woman's immense charisma lies in the way she spreads light through people's lives, leaving imprints and echoes of the strength of a truly quiet mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Daddy Junkie.
आज इस हाल में बैठे हुए
Today sitting in this hall
बाहर की दुनिया की आवाजों से परे हो
Far beyond the atmosphere of the world outside
इतने सब लोग बैठे हुए अपन कोई भी आवाज में नहीं आया है
There are so many of us sitting here but there's no sound
बल वीडियो देख रहे हैं
We're seeing the video
गीत सुन रहे हैं
Hearing the song
परंतु अंदर पीस
That inside there is peace
कितनी पीस में पावर है
एंड हाउ मच पावर इज देयर इन पीस
वंडरफुल
इट्स अ वंडरफुल
कितनी शक्ति है
सो मच पावर
सबकी अशांति को खत्म कर दिया है
दैट इट्स एबल टू फिनिश ऑल पीसलेसनेस
मेरे ख्याल में किसके मन में भी अभी कोई नेगेटिव या व्यर्थ
आई थिंक दैट परहैप्स एट दिस मोमेंट नोबडीज हैड एनी नेगेटिव Or wasteful thoughts.
कोई पैदा ही नहीं हो रहा है ना.
They just haven't been created.
सब प्रेम से बैठे हुए हैं ना.
Everyone sitting together with love.
कितना lovely atmosphere है.
And so the atmosphere is a lovely one.
कितना अच्छा लगता है.
And it feels very good.
भगवान भी खुश हो रहा है.
God is pleased seeing this.
मेरे को अंदर से आता है. समय अनुसार.
I feel according to the time.
दुनिया को जो फिक्र है दुनिया का क्या हाल होगा
Many are worried what's going to happen to the world.
दुनिया के आगे ये दृश्य जो है ना दृतिक लेवे
But these scenes will appear in front of the world.
और ये दृश्य इतना सुंदर है
This is such a beautiful scene.
ये दुनिया का फ्यूचर ये है
And this is the future of the world.
जिसमें अशांति दुख का नाम निशान नहीं
Where there is no trace of peacelessness or sorrow.
क्यों जब पीस है तो सहन शक्ति भी है सम्मान की शक्ति भी है
there's tolerance,
समेटने की शक्ति भी है
the power to be able to merge,
जो बात सामने आती है सामना नहीं करते हैं
whatever comes in front, we don't have to oppose
अपने आप अनुभव कहता है वो एटमोसफियर चेंज हो जाता है
but somehow that atmosphere changes.
इसमें मैं आपको अंदर सीक्रेट बताती हूँ
I'll share a secret with you all.
ये वो तभी चेंज होता है एटमॉस्फेयर
दैट एटमॉस्फेयर चेंजेस
जब अंदर अपने आप कभी चिंता नहीं करो
व्हेन देयर इज नो वरी विद इन
न किसे डरो
डोंट बी अफ्रेड ऑफ एनीवन
न किसको डराओ
नो कॉज फियर इन एनीवन
अशांति का कारण यह है या तो डरते हैं
पीसलेसनेस कम्स व्हेन देयर इज फियर
और या तो किसको डराते हैं
ओह आई कॉज फियर इन
देखना ये करके दिखाऊंगा ये जो आवाज है
These sounds
डराने का और डरने का
of fear and causing fear
वो ही अशांति पैदा करता है
create peacelessness
दुख पैदा करता है
and sorrow
एटमोसफियर को बहुत दुखमय बनाने से
and the atmosphere is filled with that pain
दिलों से दुख की आवाज निकलने से
and out of our hearts come sounds of pain
इंसान की लाइफ पर्सनल भी दुखी
my own personal life becomes unhappy Families are unhappy.
भले जो कोई कार्य कर रहे हैं ना दुख से कर रहे हैं
And whatever work we engaged in is also filled with sorrow.
आज मैं थोड़ा रिक्वेस्ट करती हूँ थोड़ा समझदार बनो
I would like to share with you this idea of wisdom.
सच्चाई से काम लो
So that there's work with honesty.
अहिंसा हमारा धर्म है
Non-violence is our religion.
हम इंसान हैं
We are human beings.
हम इंसान अगर सत्यता
If human beings have
शक्ति को काम
करें non-violence
तो शांति माना शांति what is meaning of peace शांति माना
what does peace mean
अशांति कहाँ से पैदा होती है
where has peacelessness come from
उसको अशांति को मुझे खत्म करना है.
Let me finish peacelessness.
जो ये सभा में बैठे हुए हैं.
All those of us here in this gathering.
हर एक इंडिविजुअल समझे.
Each one individually can have this understanding.
अपने से अशांति खत्म करनी है.
I must finish personally the peacelessness within.
उसमें दुख भी खत्म हो जाएगा.
Then there won't be sorrow.
चिंता की कोई बात नहीं होगी.
There'll be nothing to worry about.
भय किसका?
And there won't be animosity.
डरूं क्यों?
Why should there be fear?
डरता कौन है?
Who is afraid?
जो पाप कर्म करता है.
When there's been sinful action, then there's fear.
दूसरे को दुख दे करके.
If I've caused sorrow to others.
ये नहीं समझता है इसका रिटर्न मेरे को क्या देखना पड़ेगा.
I don't understand at that moment the repercussions of that.
मैंने देखा है.
I've seen.
जो कोई किसी को गुस्सा करता है, कुछ नाराज करता है.
If someone is angry, if someone has violence.
अफ्रीका, अमेरिका, इंडिया, सब जगह ये होता है.
And whether it's America, Africa, or England, anywhere.
करके फिर रात को नींद के पता नहीं वो कैसे वैर लेने के लिए मेरे पास आएंगे.
But we don't know what's happening, how the days are going, and how peacelessness has come.
उस गरीब भले फैमिली हो या फ्रेंड्स हो.
Whether it's family or friends.
मैंने देखा है गुस्सा दुश्मन बना देता है.
Even a friend becomes an enemy at that moment.
तो मैं आपको प्यार से कहती हूँ.
And so I'd like to tell you with love.
अंदर अपने आप को इतना शीतल शांत मना दो.
Let there be such tranquility and peace within.
गुस्से को तलाक दो.
So that you divorce anger.
ऐसा तलाक दो जो बहुत दुख देने वाला है. ऐसा तलाक दो जो आप वापस आपके पास नहीं आ
सकता. That it goes away forever.
सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन है गुस्सा.
The greatest enemy is anger.
और गुस्सा क्यों आता है?
And why does anger come?
Ego.
Because of ego.
मैं जो चाहूँ सो होना चाहिए.
What I want should happen.
Ego के कारण.
Because of ego.
और दूसरा भी कारण है.
And is there another reason?
Greed है. Jealousy है.
Because of jealousy. Because of conflict.
ये सब हमारा राज्य हो जाए.
All this should belong to me.
इतना लोभी,
so much greed,
इतना greedy, इतना jealousy,
so much greed and jealousy.
तो मैंने देखा jealousy जो है द्वेष भाव पैदा करती है.
And when there's jealousy, there's animosity also.
मुझे याद आता है 78 होगा या 9 होगा.
I remember around 1978 or 79.
मैं सिंगापुर में गई थी.
I was in Singapore.
तो सिंगापुर में इंटरव्यू लिया था.
I was being interviewed.
तो बोला तुमको किसे जेलसी हुई है कभी लाइफ में?
I was asked, have you ever been jealous of anyone in your life?
मैंने कहा मुझे अपना अनुभव जेलसी का है ही नहीं.
And I thought about it and I said that no, there hasn't been any jealousy.
किसे जेलसी करूं?
Who should I be jealous of?
मैं अपना कर्म, अपना भाग्य.
My actions, my fortune.
मैं खा सकती हूँ.
Support me.
दूसरों को भी अच्छे कर्म से अच्छे भाग्य है.
And
तो
for others also, they can have good actions, good fortune, and their life can be a good one.
अपना भाग्य खाए.
Each one has their own
मैं
fortune.
मैं किसी के भाग्य को क्यों लूटूं?
Why should I touch the fortune of another?
क्यों उसमें आंख रखूं?
Why should I keep my eyes on it?
भले वो महलों में रहता है, मैं झोपड़ी में रहती हूँ.
Even if someone is in a palace and I'm in a simple cottage.
पर मैं झोपड़ी में खुश हूँ.
But I'm content in my cottage.
महल में रह करके मैं चिंता करूं, दुख करूं, इसलिए मेरे को जेलसी चाहिए नहीं.
Living in a palace, if I had sorrow, worry, or jealousy, I don't want that.
फिर क्वेश्चन पूछा, बोला तेरे से कोई जेलसी करे तो?
The next question was, what happens if someone is jealous of you?
ऐसे होता है ना?
And I said, yes, that has happened.
तो मैंने कहा, पूछते हो? अगर मेरे से कोई करता है,
if anyone is jealous of me,
उसको कोई इच्छा है.
If they won't have any desire,
उसको ये चेयर चाहिए ले ले बे.
They want this chair, I'm happy to give it to them.
क्या चाहिए हमारे से उसको?
What do they want from me?
जो चाहिए जेलिसी किस बात से करेंगे?
What are they jealous of?
मेरे पास है अच्छे कर्म करो अच्छा भाग्य बनाओ.
I would say do good actions, create good fortune.
वो भी कर लेंगे.
And that's open for everyone.
हम अच्छी तरह से उसको दे सकती हूँ.
And I can give them support and help in that.
वो संयोग दे सकती हूँ.
I can cooperate in that.
स्नेह दे सकती हूँ.
I can give love.
अपनी कंपनी दे सकती हूँ.
I can give them my company.
बाकी मेरे से छीनने से छीन नहीं सकता है.
But nobody can snatch my fortune.
ये है जेलसी न होने के कारण द्वेष भाव का अंश मात्र भी अंदर नहीं है.
Because there's no jealousy, then there's no animosity at all.
तो क्यों नहीं है जेलसी?
So why is there jealousy? What's the reason?
क्यों बता रही हूँ?
Why am I telling you this?
अंदर से आत्मा को परमात्मा से
Let the soul within
बड़ी शांति प्रेम खुशी शक्ति का खजाना है.
Experience the treasure it has received from God of peace and power and happiness.
बचपन से यही ख्याल रहा है.
From childhood there has been this thought.
मेरे पास भगवान ये खजाना हो तो मेरी जीवन
Let me have this treasure from God my Father. So that this treasure stays with me.
भटकी हुई आत्माओं को तेरा रास्ता दिखाएंगी.
And then I can share it with others and show the path to you to those who are stumbling.
इतना खजाना दिया है.
You have given me so many treasures.
जिसमें समय संकल्प श्वास सफला हो रहा है.
Thoughts, my breath, my time is being used in a worthwhile way.
उसमें सिर्फ शांति नहीं परंतु प्रेम.
There isn't just peace but there's love, happiness,
शक्ति,
power.
उसमें मित्रता भाव
and feelings of friendship.
दुनिया में कहाँ भी जाएं.
So that wherever one goes in the world,
सब मेरे एक family है.
I can feel all to be my family.
हमारे friends है. अटैचमेंट किससे नहीं है.
And friends, there's no attachment to anyone.
अटैचमेंट दुख देती है. परंतु स्नेह.
Attachment causes sorrow, but love.
सच्चाई सूक्ष्म अपने वृत्ति से दृष्टि से.
When there's honest love within, then with our eyes, with our attitude, with our own feelings.
केयर करना ये शेयर करना.
We can care for each other and share with each other.
इंस्पायर करना.
And inspire.
और जितना हो सकता है.
And as much as possible.
अपने स्वास्थ्य संकल्प में भी शुभकामना शुभ भावना रखने में.
Let me have good wishes and pure feelings in my thoughts and in every breath.
पर मेरे से पूछते हैं.
And so they ask me also.
तुमको विश्वास है दुनिया में ऐसी शांति आएंगी?
Do you have the faith that there can be such peace in the world?
मैं कहती हूँ मेरे बहन और भाई.
And I say brothers and sisters.
आप ये क्वेश्चन मत पूछो.
Don't need to ask this question.
हर इंसान बाल बूढ़ा.
Every human being, child or adult, old person.
शांति अच्छी लगती है.
Everyone likes peace.
मैंने देखा है.
I've seen.
काम बगीचे में भी जाएंगी.
If I go into a garden,
बच्चों को देखेंगी.
I'll see the children.
और शांति और प्यार से बच्चे मुस्कुराते हुए सामने आ जाते हैं.
And if you smile at the child with love, the child will come in front of you.
मैंने देखा हैवान भी है ना.
Even an animal.
आप उनसे डरो नहीं.
Don't be afraid of animals.
उन बिचारों को भी शांति और प्रेम से देखो.
But look at them with love and peace.
तो हमारे पीछे 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 आते हैं.
And they'll come to you. They'll follow you.
तो इसलिए शांत अंदर रहना माना प्रेम स्वरूप रहना.
To be peaceful within means to be the embodiment of love.
पर प्रेम कहाँ से आएगा?
Where will love come from?
जो इतना मेरे पास प्रेम हो जो प्रेम देने से कभी खुटे नहीं.
Let me have so much love that I'm able to share and it doesn't run out.
मैंने देखा है दिल सच्ची है.
If the heart is honest,
तो दिल बड़ी है.
Then there's power also.
अगर अपर में शांति और प्रेम की संपन्नता है.
If I'm filled with peace and love,
अब स्वयं संतुष्ट है.
And I'm content within,
दिया हुआ परमात्मा ने है.
And I've got the treasures from God,
तो दिल में कहता यही और कोई संकल्प आता ही नहीं है.
Then there's no other thought.
ये सबको मिले ये दातापन के संस्कार बन गए हैं.
But there's the natural state of being able to share with all.
तो हर एक ये समझे तो मुझे सच्चा स्याना समझदार बन सच्चा समझदार स्याना बनना है.
Let each one have this commitment that I have to be true and honest and very sensible and filled with wisdom.
भगवान को सामने रखो.
Keep God in front of you.
सबका भगवान एक है.
There is one God who is the God of all.
ये मन में धर्म जाति रंग से पार हो जाओ.
let me go beyond the differences of color, race and religion.
तो हमारा सबका एक है, वो कहते हैं तुम सब मेरे हो.
And the one to whom we all belong says, all of you belong to me.
आप सबने देखा होगा.
All of you must have seen.
तो जब भी कोई मनुष्य पाप करता है, दुखी होता है,
when
तो oh
sin,
God, oh
when there's
Ishwar,
sorrow, then people call out
oh Ram,
in distress, oh,
oh
God,
Allah.
Whichever name they use, Ram, Allah.
ये आवाज किसके अंदर से निकलता है?
From who does the sound emerge?
हर इंसान के अंदर से आवाज निकलता है.
It's the sound of every human being.
जानता है खिमिया वही कर सकता है.
That he is the one who can forgive.
मेरे ऊपर रहम वही कर सकता है. सच के रास्ते पर ले जाने वाला वही है.
He is the one who brings me to the path of truth.
मैंने आंखों से देखा है.
I've seen with my own eyes.
जो सच्ची दिल से भगवान से क्षमा मांगते हैं.
If someone asks God for forgiveness with a true heart.
भगवान उनको परिवर्तन की शक्ति देता है.
God also gives them the power of transformation.
वो कल क्या थे, आज क्या बन जाते हैं.
What were they yesterday and what do they become today?
वो कल कितने आदतों के मजबूर थे.
Yesterday caught up in all sorts of habits.
वो पाप पुण्य को समझते हुए भी पाप करना आसान, पुण्य करना मुश्किल लगता
था. Understanding sin and charity, yet under the influence of sin, committing sin easily and finding it difficult to do charity.
तो भगवान सत्य है.
God is the truth.
भगवान God is love. भगवान प्रेम का रूप है, अवतार है.
God is the being of love, the incarnation of love.
मैं सच्ची दिल से सत्कर्म से परमात्मा को अपना बना दूं.
And with truth in my heart and good actions, I could make God belong to me.
तो प्रेम और शांति भगवान से मांगना नहीं पड़ेगा.
Then I don't need to ask God for peace and love.
वो प्यार से हमको दुआओं भरा प्यार देता है.
But with a great deal of love, He fills me with many blessings.
तो आओ आज सब मिल करके.
And so come, all of us together.
ये हम संकल्प करें.
Can have this determined thought.
तो पहले अंदर से अपने अशांति को भगा देंगे.
Let me chase away peacelessness from my heart.
शांति कोई भी कारण से, कारण कुछ भी हो.
No matter what happens.
शांति कारण को खत्म कर देंगी.
I have to keep my peace constant within.
सिर्फ आप शांति में इतने अडोल अचल बनने के लिए स्थिर बुद्धि बना दो.
Let me let my intellect become stable so that peace stays in an immovable, unshakable way within me.
गुप्त योगी बनो.
Let me be an incognito yogi.
पहले अपने मन कर्म जो गुलाम हो ना, मास्टर बन जाओ.
Let me be a master over my senses and my mind and not a slave.
पास्ट बातों के चिंतन में समय मत गवाओ.
Let me not waste my time worrying about the things of the past.
पर चिंतन नहीं करो, ये ऐसा करता वो करता.
Or wasteful thoughts of others, why are they doing this and that and the other.
बुद्धि इन दोनों बातों में टाइम व्यर्थ तो क्या खत्म कर देती है.
In these matters the intellect goes to waste.
कमजोर हो जाती है, अच्छा सोचने नहीं देती है.
Then we are not able to think in the right way, in a good way.
प्रयत्न क्या करना है वो सोचने नहीं देती है.
We are not able to understand what we need to think at the present moment.
पास्ट की बातें सोचते रहेंगे, सुनते रहेंगे और को बताते रहेंगे.
We keep thinking of the past, talking about the past, worrying about it.
प्लीज अपने आप को प्रेजेंट में भगवान को अपना बना करके.
प्लीज स्टे इन द प्रेजेंट, मे गॉड बिलोंग टू यू.
शांत चित्त हो जाओ.
एंड लेट देयर बी पीस इन द हार्ट.
बुद्धि को स्थिर बनाओ.
लेट द इंटेलेक्ट बी स्टेबल.
जैसे कि बैलेंस रखने से याद उसकी है.
सो दैट इन अ नेचुरल वे देयर इज गॉड्स रिमेम्बरेंस.
या निष्काम सेवा है.
And there's altruistic action and service.
इस शरीर द्वारा,
through this body,
मन में वो ही ख्याल आता है.
Let me keep this thought in my mind.
मैं सबको सच्ची दिल से अच्छे, मीठे, प्यारी, मित्रता भाव से.
And so with an honest heart,
भगवान ने जो सुख शांति दिया है.
Let me be able to share.
वो सबको मिलता रहे.
The treasures that God has given.
दुनिया में कितने भी आंधी और तूफान है.
There are so many people in the world today.
सारा दिन कई प्रकार की न्यूज लोगों को देखने सुनने को मिलती है.
And through the whole day you hear all sorts of news.
पर तू ये जो दृश्य सुंदर देखते देखते.
And this beautiful scene, seeing this.
उस दर्शन में अपन को भी समझे मुझे यही करना है हर एक इंद्रियर समझे.
Let me have that awareness within that this is what I must do.
तो ये गारंटी है.
Then there's a guarantee.
तो हुआ ही पड़ा है.
It's in fact fixed.
तो हमको बदलना है तो दुनिया बदलेंगी.
I simply have to change and the world will definitely change.
ये है wisdom.
This is wisdom.
सच्चा वो करके रहने की.
The wisdom to stay honest.
मन वचन कर्म श्रेष्ठ हो.
To let my thoughts, words and actions be elevated.
शुद्ध शांत प्रेम के गंगा बहती हो.
Let there be the river of purity and peace and love flowing.
दिल सच्ची हो, दिमाग ठंडा हो.
Let the heart be honest and the head be cool.
सुबह में मधुरता हो, सरलता हो.
And in my nature let there be humility and easiness.
तो यही ख्याल सदा करना.
And always have this thought.
जब मैं बोलो तो मैं कौन.
When I say I, who am I?
अभी भी मैं पूछती हूँ, अपन से पूछो मैं कौन.
Ask yourself the question now, who am I?
अंतर अंतर अपन से पूछो
Go
मैं
inside.
कौन. ये शरीर से को भी चलाने वाली मैं जो बोल रही हूँ आप सुन रहे हो.
I am speaking and who is the one that's speaking? Who is the one who's listening?
अब सुनने वाली कौन.
Who is the one who's listening?
मैं बोलने वाली कौन.
Who am I who's speaking?
मैं आत्मा हूँ.
I am a soul.
अंतर मन से समझ गई मैं आत्मा हूँ.
And so internally I understand this is who I am, a soul.
तो मन शांत हो गया है.
And the mind becomes quiet.
Wonder है.
It's a wonder.
जो कहा भटकने वाला.
It was wandering around.
बेचारा परेशान थका हुआ.
It was distressed and tired.
अनेक प्रकार के स्पिरिचुअल रास्तों पर जाते जाते भी
On many different spiritual paths, it was still wandering around.
परंतु शांति नहीं पाई.
It wasn't able to find peace.
आज ये समझो शांति मेरे में है, गुम हो गई है.
In fact, today you can understand that peace is within me, but I'd forgotten this.
आज टाइम आया है.
And so I find it again.
अंदर अपने आप को देखने के लिए, जानने के लिए.
Let me go inside to understand myself.
फिर क्वेश्चन उठता है, मेरा कौन?
And who belongs to me?
मेरा ये न शरीर है न दुनिया है.
Neither the body nor the world is mine.
मुझे पहले पहले जब मेडिटेशन शुरू किया था.
When I started on the path of meditation.
ब्रह्मा बाबा के मुख से ये शब्द सुना.
I heard the words through Brahma Baba.
हे आत्मा.
हे सोल.
तू अविनाशी है.
You are eternal.
परमात्मा पिता तेरा अविनाशी है.
And your supreme father is eternal.
ये दुनिया में सब कुछ विनाशी जान.
Understand that the whole world is perishable.
तो दुनिया में मनुष्यों की क्या गति है. सबको ऐसे समझा है यही साथ है.
What is the condition of the world today? Why is it like this? It's because we think that these are the only things that will stay with us.
भगवान से दूर हो गए हैं.
We become far from God.
स्वयं को तो पहचानते नहीं मैं कौन हूँ.
And we no longer recognize who we are.
ये wonder है.
This is the wonder.
तो आज वो बुद्धि का ताला खुलने की घड़ी आ गई.
The moment for the lock on the intellect to open has come.
तो भगवान ताला खोल के फिर खजाना कहता है तुम्हारे अंदर कितना है.
And then God says, see how many treasures you have within.
Peace है.
Do you have peace?
Power है.
Power.
सब अंदर बुराइयां गई.
Have all the weaknesses from inside gone?
अच्छाइयां आ रही है.
Is there goodness now?
कैसे आ रही है.
How does that goodness come?
भगवान मेरा भाग्य खुला.
God, my fortune has opened.
तो जिस घड़ी मेरे को पता चला.
And from the moment I understand.
यहाँ आना है. ये मेरा जो एक वीक है ना, बस पीस पावर और विजडम के सिवा है.
When I know that I can go within, I find that peace and power.
दिल और दिमाग और दृष्टि में कुछ नहीं है.
Then in my heart, in my head and in my vision, there's nothing else.
तो आपके भी दिल दिमाग और दृष्टि में peace, power or wisdom.
And so in your head and heart and eyes, there will be the same peace, power and wisdom.
जिस गई सोचेंगे ना.
When you think about it.
भगवान अच्छी बुद्धि दी.
God gives a good intellect.
भगवान ने ऐसी बुद्धि दी बच्चे.
God gives us wisdom.
बुद्धि को और दृष्टि को बदल लो तो सृष्टि बदल जाएंगी.
And God tells us, change your attitude and your vision and the world will change.
तो मैं सारी सभा से पूछने चाहती हूँ.
I want to ask the whole gathering.
हमारी बुद्धि और दृष्टि से सृष्टि बदल सकती है.
Is it possible for us to change the world through the change in our own consciousness and our vision?
जो समझते हो सकता है हाथ तो ऐसे करें.
If you think it's possible, indicate.
सच्ची दिल से पूछो, ऊपर नहीं से नहीं, अंदर से बताओ.
Tell me truly from your heart.
हमारे बुद्धि से, दृष्टि से सृष्टि बदल सकती है.
Our awareness, with our vision, can the world change?
मेरे को तो अंदर से अनुभव है, मैं बदल सकती हूँ. जो संग में आता है बदल जाता है.
This is my experience. I know that I change, and then those who come in front of me can change too.
अच्छी तरह से अपन को समझता है मैं कौन हूँ.
There can be the understanding of who I am.
मैं एक का हूँ.
I belong to one.
वो सबका है.
He is the father of all.
इतनी शक्ति आती है बात मत पूछो.
And there's so much power. Don't even ask.
तो अंदर से इतना प्यार पैदा हो जाता है परमात्मा के लिए.
And there's deep love for God.
वो प्यार सबको शांति दे रहा है.
And that love can reach everyone.
ये है पावर.
This is power.
बुराइयों को छोड़ो, अच्छाइयों को अपनाओ.
To renounce weaknesses and imbibe goodness.
वो पावर जो मुझे बदलती है वो सबको बदलेगी.
And that power that changes me can change others too.
तो ये हाथ बहुत अच्छा, भगवान की दुआ है हमारे ऊपर. वो तब ये जब मैं दिल से पूछती हूँ मुझे क्या करने का है.
And God's hand of blessings is on my head when I ask my heart, what must I do?
तो मैं समझती हूँ भगवान का हाथ मेरे इस पर है.
I feel God's hand of blessings on my head.
वो तब ये जब मैंने दिल से पूछा मुझे क्या करने का है.
But that happens because I ask myself this question, what must I do?
अब यही हाथ हम सब के लिए कहती हूँ, सबका अच्छा होगा.
And I say that it'll be the same for all.
ताली बजाने की जरूरत नहीं है, पर ये भगवान का हाथ हमारे सिर पर होगा, सबका दिमाग ठंडा होगा.
No need for applause, but I know that God's hand of blessings can be on each one of us and our heads can be cool.
सत्यता और अहिंसा से सफलता होगी.
And with truth and non-violence there can be success.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Let us sit in silence and share the remembrance of God and have this silent exchange through the eyes, focusing our thoughts on the being of light.
Thank you. Is all that we really need. There is no difficulty that enough peace will not conquer. No disease that enough peace will not heal. No door that enough peace will not open. No barrier that enough peace will not bridge. No wall that enough peace will not throw down. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. Inner peace will dissolve it all. If only you let yourself rest a while, find the drops of stillness and peace inside, you will be the happiest and most powerful being in the world.
Your peace brings peace to the world. Your power changes the world forever. Your presence changes me forever. You are the light that is called God. You are eternal strength. You are the ocean of love. When I rest in your love, it is like the thunder of waves at sunrise. You are the ocean of bliss. When I rest in your bliss, I feel like an eagle soaring higher and higher over the cool mountain peaks. You are the ocean of knowledge. When I listen to you, it is like thousands of doors opening onto the horizons of wonder. You are the ocean of peace. When I'm touched by your peace, an incredible freshness and clarity floods my mind. You are the light that is called God. You are eternal strength.
Expression coming together with such precision. These talented young artists have been trained by dancing maestro Kamini Thakkar. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamini's School of Dancing.
जो तुझसे लगन लगाए वो तुझ में ही खो जाए जो तुझसे लगन लगाए वो तुझ में ही खो जाए जो तुझसे योग लगाए वो परमानंद को पाए लगन लगाए वो तुझ में ही खो जाए जो तुझसे योग लगाए वो परमानंद को पाए Thank you. गहरा सागर हम सारे तेरे मोती हम सब का तू ही रचेता हम सब है रचना तेरी तू सोमना तू शक्तिमान जो तुझसे लगन लगाए बिन मांगे सब पा जाए जो तुझसे योग लगाए वो परमानंद को पाए एकाग्रचित हो के कोई जो एक पल तेरा ध्यान धरे मिट जाए उसके कलेश हो जाए इस दुनिया से परे तू प्रणना तू योगेश्वर है तेरा घर शांति का घर जो तुझसे लगन लगाए वो तुझ में ही खो जाए जो तुझसे योग लगाए वो परमानंद को पाए
Be peace. If peace be not me, what wisdom be wisdom if wisdom be not mine? What power be power if power be not within me? The darling doves that chirp at my gaping window, in the foreground of golden sun rays, shall I call them peace? The dew-powered rose petals wide awake at the break of day, or tenderly twirling in the twining twilight breeze, shall I call them peace? For what peace, if peace be not me? Wisdom, the library that I gave my life to, the arrays of daily stretched across my desk, the heightened debates of the day, shall I call that wisdom? The Microsoft Word shortcuts that I click on my laptop, shall they lead me to wisdom's gates? For what wisdom, if wisdom be not mine? Power, the patronizing giant automobile, I royally rolling around the city, across the country. My mansion, my timeless mansion, overflowing with security detail. My bags of gold untold. Are these power? And look how they shout out at me from the streets,
Sir, Madam, Mheshimiwa. Is that power? For what power be power, if power be not within me? Power does not have to prove itself. It oozes. Power is me when I do not break. Power is the depth of faith. Power is the height of hope. Power is the heart that will not pack up on life's challenges. Power is the mind that will not snap. Wisdom? Wisdom is knowing. Not everything, not everyone, not everywhere. Wisdom is knowing who I am. Knowing and growing and choosing without losing. And peace. Peace is the calm, the still I feel within my heart, within my mind. Peace is me at ease. Me, a point of light. Me, shining bright. Me, not burning out. Peace is I, in a rapidly spinning, wild world, yet at peace. For what power be power, if power be not within me? What wisdom be wisdom, if wisdom be not mine? And what peace be peace, if peace be not me?
Is like the nectar of truth. Our very own Kenyan poet of international acclaim, ladies and gentlemen, Caroline Nderitu.
Right here, right now. your heart. Where did I go? You will find the child who wants to run with the wind. You will find the child who wants to run with the wind.
Natural state of being real gets lost along the way to adulthood and has to be learned and relearned again and again. Are there ways we could help ourselves to hold on to our realness? Where is the child inside us that runs with the wind? If there is an individual who has captured the realness of the child and blended it with the responsibility that comes with being an adult, it is Sister Jayanti.
I've been going through a period in which there were many questions, a great deal of confusion about what is right, what is wrong, what is the direction in which I want my life to go in. And it was as if I was not getting any clear answers from anyone out there. And coming to the university, I understood very, very clearly what was happening inside my own inner world. And when I could see a clear picture of what was happening inside myself, I then knew exactly what it is I had to do. And so I was able to follow a path and make a decision that I'm still comfortable with 30 years later.
Sister Jayanti's path has made her an emissary for self-empowerment. She has a vision, experience, and a unique ability to impart the deepest spiritual truth with the utmost clarity. Her role as a leader and teacher has taken her to over 80 countries. The secret of her success is her conviction that it is practice, not theory, that is paramount. If there were one particular quality that could be singled out, it would be humility. She is an efficient administrator as director of the International Center of the Brahma Kumaris in UK and the centers in Europe. As a presenter, she has helped develop the Brahma Kumaris self-management programs worldwide. These programs offer training in values development and stress management to business and organizational leaders throughout the world. She is a co-presenter in the popular audio series Meditation for Extremely Busy People. One more area of importance to Sister Jayanti is her work within the interfaith movement. Her approach to interreligious cooperation does not mean being unfaithful to my religion, but entering a state of consciousness that transcends barriers and limitations. Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Jayanti.
Om Shanti. A very warm greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. If you ask the question, what is meditation? Very simply, meditation is what you have been doing for the last little while. Since you entered this hall, this is exactly what has been happening. Yes, there has been music and poetry and dance and talks and many things on the stage. But yet, all of this is meditation, because all of this that has been created within the atmosphere has been in the consciousness of two essential ideas. That's it. Meditation is as simple as that. Understanding who I am, coming to that awareness of the inner being of light that I am, the light that shines in the center of the forehead, and also connecting with the one up above, with the Supreme Being, the source of light and love. And this is what all of you have been doing for the last little while. And so congratulations, you are all meditators. Nothing difficult, is it? When we hear the word meditation, we feel maybe it's going to be very complicated, very difficult, but no. It's simply using the thoughts of my mind in the right direction. Normally, as we all know, the mind goes wild, it goes crazy, here and there and everywhere, and we just don't know how to discipline it, how to use it as a vehicle that can carry us to our destination. So meditation means making time for myself, just a few minutes in which I can turn inwards, and when I go inwards, we discover the beautiful treasures that you have been experiencing here tonight, the peace, the power, the wisdom. And once I've gone inwards, something very magical happens at that moment. I'm able to feel the presence of God, and I'm lifted upwards. In a very easy and natural way, I'm able to make contact with the divine. It is the right of every human being to be able to experience this sweet, loving, natural connection with the Supreme. And why not? I am the creation of the Divine. The Creator loves me, and I love the Creator. And so the most natural thing is that I should turn my mind towards the Creator in remembrance, with love, and experience all the fruits that come out of this connection. There have been many mysteries, a lot of mysticism, all mixed up with questions in our hearts. But tonight, I hope, you will carry away this gift to be able to meditate within a moment, because that's all it takes. One thought takes me inside, and another thought takes me upwards. I make that contact, and the fruits of that communion, that union, that which is described as yoga, are then experienced outwards. Inwards, upwards, and outwards, I'm transformed. And so, as I share those gifts with all those around me, the expression in my life is a reflection of what's going on within my awareness, and the world is transformed truly. Let us experience a few minutes of meditation. Just simply continue sitting comfortably as you have been, and I will speak out a few thoughts. Let your mind follow these ideas, and we will go on this journey within and above. The body becomes silent and still. I focus my attention inwards. I watch my thoughts on the screen of my mind. And the speed of my thoughts slows down. I connect with the core of peace. Peace is within me. Shines and peace spreads out into the world around me, and in this awareness of peace, I am drawn beyond everything in the physical domain towards the Supreme. The being of light. The Divine, the light of love, the light of fills me. With peace. With power. And wisdom. In the presence of the divine light. Return to my original state of being. As I used to be, as I am now, and as I will be forever. These are my own original natural qualities. I am peace. I am power and wisdom. This light, all the dust has been cleansed, and these qualities sparkle. And the rays of peace, God's power and wisdom, radiate out into the world, and peace touches human hearts. And peace returns to this world of ours. I stay in this awareness of the light of the divine and the light that I am, and hold peace in my heart. Om Shanti.
Would you Kwaheri Lala Salama. Good night. I hope you have enjoyed this evening of self-discovery. There are CDs of the performers outside, and there are books and literature to help you further along the path of peace, power, and wisdom. Nenda Salama. Good night.